Welcome to the home of Blood, Sweat, and Words, a podcast that empowers writers. My name is Joanne Carson. I'm a fiction and nonfiction author, blogger, and podcaster, and I'm trying to make sense of the writing world today. My weekly show is current, relevant, and above all, honest. Join me, and we'll talk it to the bone. That's what Blood, Sweat, and Words is all about. Episode 1, Navigating the Digital Revolution, or the story of a virgin at an orgy and a really big fish. You've all seen photos of Ernest Hemingway sitting on a porch with his manual typewriter, tropical sunlight streaming down upon his genius. You've seen pictures of him on his beloved fishboat Pilar pulling in a big marlin. Ah, the life of an author, that's for me, you might have said. At least I did. I think it was the big fish that sold it. But alas, that was yesterday. The pace of the world has kicked up. Most of us write on computers, and many publish every 3 months to feed the voracious appetite of algorithms on publishing platforms. We're trapped in a brutal race of words. We'd like to write better, but we're preoccupied with writing faster. There's no time to tangle with our muse. We need to create content as quickly as possible or drown in the rising tsunami of new books. I can see you nodding your heads. Let's be honest with ourselves. We are more concerned with quantity than quality because it's one sure way to get noticed. On top of that, we're a distracted lot. We're obsessed with connecting with readers and other writers on as many social platforms as possible. We strive to create an interesting brand for ourselves. Why? Because that's another way to sell books. I've tried imagining how I could explain the branding part to my mother, who died many years ago. She would have laughed her head off. Why on God's green earth would you want to brand yourself? You're not a bull. How did we get to such an insane place? What happened to the art of writing? And where the heck is the big fish? I so want the big fish. This is the way I see it. Once upon a time, authors like us wrote books in a methodical way they understood, or at least we thought we understood. Every comma had a place in Oxford, you might say. But the gods of the universe got bored and decided to rock our boat. A whirlwind of change grabbed our feet and sucked us into a vortex with currents so strong we could no longer see the shore. We lost all sense of direction. This whirlpool of change has a name. It's called the Digital Revolution. Historians in the next century may understand what's happening, but we don't for the most part. We're too caught up in it. Worse, there's no one out there directing technology. It's exploding in all directions, on its own, and we're caught in the middle. We created a Frankenstein we can't control. What exactly is the digital revolution? The world has seen three seismic shifts in technology. First came the agricultural revolution, which happened around 10,000 BC. We moved away from a nomadic lifestyle in which we survived by hunting and gathering to making settlements and growing crops. Second came the Industrial Revolution, which started around 1820. New manufacturing processes, the mechanization of labor, and the rise of the factory system completely revolutionized the world. This third shift is the Digital Revolution, which started in the 1980s and is ongoing. It's defined as the advancement of technology from analog electronic mechanical devices to digital technology available today. What's the upside? The arrival of the digital revolution has given us opportunities beyond our wildest dreams. Research is so much easier. Do you remember looking up books at your local library on little cards in drawers? I do. It was boring and slow. Typing and editing are also easier. Heck, our computers even talk to us. And best of all, we have instant communication with people around the world, broadening our reach and our interests. So, what's the problem? I'm not saying that living during the digital revolution is a problem. In fact, I don't think it is. Advancements in technology offer us so much, and being on the cusp of change is exciting. But it's not all smooth sailing. There are blips and bloopers we need to pay attention to. I believe we need to adapt and embrace the beast, because he's not going away. There's also psychological issues. So much change in so little time is mind-boggling. Every time I think I know what I'm doing, something changes, and I feel as if the rug beneath me has been pulled. Writing, publishing, and marketing a book is never the same process as it was for the book I wrote last. Never, ever. Change, change, change. It doesn't stop. I feel writing and publishing today is a bit like aiming for a bullseye on a dartboard while I stand on shifting sand. Yeah, I know change can't be avoided. What was it the first century Greek philosopher Heraclitus said? And I quote, "There is nothing permanent except change." So how do we make friends with Frankenstein? That's the question. We are all new at this, as new as virgins at an orgy. I laugh when the experts ask, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Seriously, they do. You know they do. They expect us to have a plan, a vision of where we want to be in 10 years that doesn't involve a casket. Heck, in half that time, AI, artificial intelligence, will have reached a level of sophistication that it will enable robots to turn out bestsellers in print and ebook formats while simultaneously creating audiobooks in three languages. How could I possibly know where I'll be in 10 years when I'm in the midst of so much change? If you ask me, long-term planning is last century thinking. My plan, if you call it that, is to keep up with technology as best I can and write books that connect with readers. That's what it all comes down to in the end. We all need good stories, ones that stretch our mind, warm our hearts, and touch our souls. Maybe machines can do that, but I betcha we can do a better job. What's your plan? I tried not to ramble. Honestly, I did, but this is a rambly topic and, in a sense, at the center of what this whole podcast is about. If I had to sum up today's podcast in one sentence, it would be, we're in the middle of a seismic change for mankind, unlike any that has come before. Grab an umbrella or whatever makes you feel safe. Change is not going away. Be gentle with yourself. I close with a quote from Jimmy Dean. I can't change the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. That makes sense to me. Thanks for listening. Now it's your turn. What did you think about today's topic? You can leave comments on my website or email me directly. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to know more about me, check out my podcast website, bloodsweatandwords.com. Sign up for my weekly newsletter, which contains writing tips and information about upcoming podcasts. Next week, I'll be talking to Stephanie Spicer, a voiceover actress from Brooklyn, and we'll be talking about audiobooks. I hope you tune in for that. Now, if you really, really enjoyed the show, and I hope you did, consider becoming one of my patrons through Patreon and help me pay my podcasting bills. I've set up three tiers, the Loonie, a $1 a month pledge, the Toonie, a $2 a month pledge, and the Big Beaver, a $5 or more a month pledge. Yes, I am Canadian. For the Loonie, named after the Canadian $1 coin, which has a loon on it, you will get my undying appreciation, a thank you note, and the knowledge that listeners like you keep this podcast going. For the Toonie, named after the Canadian $2 coin, you'll get all of that, plus access to all Q&A episodes. And for the Big Beaver, named after the beaver on the Canadian 5-cent coin, you will get all of the Toonie goodies, plus the opportunity to read and make comments on my nonfiction books before they're published. Your name will appear on the acknowledgements page as a beta reader. And that, my friends, is a wrap. Be careful out there.